Good afternoon. This is Tammy Cummings, Administrator for the Washoe County Sheriff's Office Community Relations Section. This is audio press release number 1100140. Sheriff's Office warns the public of those who prey on the kind-hearted during the holidays. The Washoe County Sheriff's Office would like to warn all residents of Washoe County to be aware of scams in which dishonest people pose as friends, family, respected companies, and government agencies to get people to send money immediately. Already this holiday season, fraudulent activities have been reported about persons representing themselves as working through reputable organizations by telephone. Scammers lead a person to believe that money needs to be sent immediately in order to help a loved one or persons in urgent need. Scammers commonly receive information from social networking sites, where people frequently post excessive personal information about themselves and their loved ones. It's important that everyone know and understand the risks involved when posting information online. Most of these predators are from outside the United States. Here are a few safeguards from the Washoe County Sheriff's Office. With caller ID, don't answer a call unless you recognize the telephone number. That goes for restricted, private, and unknown numbers as well. Allow the unfamiliar caller to leave a message. If you don't have caller ID or a message system, answer the telephone and request the person identify themselves and provide you with a callback number. This pertains to persons that are unrecognizable. Don't allow the caller to dictate the conversation. Simply hang up the phone on the unidentified person. If the unwanted calls persist, tell the caller that you've already called your local law enforcement agency and that they are investigating. Do not post personal information on social networking sites. Advise your acquaintances to do the same. Never post addresses, telephone numbers, and places you're visiting or planning to visit. Be skeptical of individuals representing themselves as members of organizations or officials asking for donations via email or social networking sites. Be aware of whom you're dealing with when providing your personal and financial information. Providing such information may compromise your identity and make you vulnerable to identity theft. Do not send money through electronic services if you're called regarding a loved one that's been incarcerated in another county, state, or country without verification of that family member's status. As an example, you may hear, your loved one is in jail and you need to send $2,000 through Western Union in order to bail them out. A con artist is someone who makes a living by swindling kind-hearted people. These criminals will lie, distract, or persuade people into making split-second decisions. Use good judgment and confirm information before taking action. A con artist constantly looks for new ways to defraud the public. Do all that you can to protect yourself from these types of thieves. The Sheriff's Office encourages the public to report these fraudulent scams to law enforcement immediately by calling 832-9276. For further information on common fraud schemes, you can visit www.fbi.gov and ic3.gov. Attached. Thank you.